hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys are having an absolutely magnificent Monday today. A lot of wild stuff going on, as always, in this wonderful world we live in. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, no chemtrails, bud. I mean, this is nice. Yeah. We've got a clear blue sky. It's about 60 degrees outside. And no chemtrails, so I'm kind of like jumping around going, this is wonderful. I actually get to breathe clean air today. And the sad part about that is I get excited about it now. I mean, just get excited about clean air. I mean, that's kind of sad because we used to live in the sunshine state, and now, of course, it's turned into the chemtrail state. But I want to cover one story real quick before we start anything else. And it's just a bone to pick with me. I'm kind of irritated about it. Here last year, we heard about the guy on an airplane. He was from India. He basically moved to the United States, became a citizen over here, was working here, was married. And he got on an airplane, and he was flying, you know, overnight. And he basically, somehow, according to the girl sitting beside him, who was not his wife, he was managed to unbutton her pants, unhook her bra, get his hands down her pants, and then she wakes up. Now, that seems really odd to me because I don't know how many, I'm not going to go any further than that. I don't know how in the world he did that without her waking up to start with. And then she wakes up, her head, and then she's scared, she says. And his wife is staring at her. Then she runs up to the front of the plane, has changed seats, tells the flight attendants what happened to her, and basically he gets a trial immediately. Unlike Jeffrey Epstein, this is where this is going, by the way. And he ended up getting 10 years in prison for this. And on top of everything else, he's going to be deported from the United States once he gets out of prison after 10 years. Now, here's the problem I have with all of this. Jeffrey Epstein took 10, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls, maybe younger, we don't know, a lot of really young girls, dressed them up in high heels and makeup, brought the world elite down to his pedophile island, brought the world elite down to his mansion down there in West Palm, brought the world elite to his mansion up there in New York City, videotaped all of these world elite having sex with these very young girls, and he gets like, you know, 13, 14 months in jail and basically is able to work on work release like half the time he's down there. And then he gets, you know, when on his probation, he basically can still fly in and out of the country at will. Now, I have a real problem with this because here's a guy on an airplane who's a pervert. Obviously, he's a perv, all right? Weirdo. He does it to one woman who's of age, which is horrible that he did this. I mean, quite frankly, if I'd have been her, she should have done a throat strike to him and got rid of the pervert. But the reality is, he gets 10 years in prison. Now, he doesn't have sex with her. He just touches her inappropriately, which is horrible. And here's Jeffrey Epstein, Austin, with hundreds of girls, hundreds, if not thousands, over the many, many years he's been doing this, getting away with all of this because he's bringing these young girls to the world leaders and world elite. It's almost as if, it is as if that we have a completely different set of laws for these high-end perverts than we do for these people who are like immigrants or other people like the common guys, like, you know, everybody listening to the show like me and you, Austin. And what the crazy part about it is that with Epstein, it took like 10 years, you know, for this civil suit to get to trial. Now, the other one went to trial a bit quicker. But Austin, it just seems so weird to me that this guy does this to one woman on an airplane, and he should have gone to prison for what he did. And these young girls were repeatedly sodomized and raped by these guys at Orgy Island, and yet he only gets right out of a year in jail. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, some crazy stuff that you always see with this. I mean, I saw a video, I mean, completely different topic as far as what it's on. But, you know, there was a video that I just watched the other day of a man down in Miami, 70-year-old man, who was using a tag cover on his license plate. Okay, so bear with me for a second. So he's got this, like, little nifty tag cover that, like, rolls down and covers his license plate so he could go through tolls and not pay them. So, which, I mean, that's obviously illegal. You can't be running around and doing stuff like that. Well, what happened was an officer off duty saw him, called in on him, another state trooper went and pulled him over, They went because they were so mad. Now, remember, this guy didn't break any laws. He wasn't speeding. He wasn't driving reckless. He wasn't tailgating. He wasn't running people off the road. He was doing nothing. Driving freely on his way. Apparently, he was a Lyft driver. So he drove people around for a living, and so this saved him a significant amount of money not running tolls, which you really just need to pay the tolls if you're running on the road. It is what it is. But he wasn't. He was putting a tag cover over it. So what they did was not only did they pull him over and arrest him for petty theft and basically failure to display a tag properly, they also basically charged him with felony, let me pull it up real quick here, I'll show you right now, felony intent to defraud on a grand level, because they said that he was basically running a defrauding scheme by using his vehicle as a Lyft driver and not paying tolls when he was driving through. So now he's had to get an attorney, had to pay a $10,000 bond to get out of jail, and now he's facing felony charges. And I watched the news article and I found it so crazy, because the news anchors are sitting there, they're like, well, they found this perpetrator who is driving around and intentionally covering his tag. And I mean, they made him out to be like he was some pedophile that was running young girls down to islands basically to have elite rape them. That's basically how they acted. And I'm sitting here thinking, what type of country do we live in now where I cover up a tag, or this individual covers up a tag and goes through a toll booth, which technically isn't even Florida roadway, by the way, if you guys don't understand that. Most of the toll roads are actually privately controlled, and the state of Florida gets a huge chunk of cash from them, but they're privately controlled, just like the red light cameras that they put in that they told us were going to be controlled by the cities and counties, and we found later on that they're actually private security contractors that were handling the red light cameras and were making millions of dollars a year off the red light cameras. So, and that's what another reason why this individual had this too, was for red light cameras. And so you do something such as minor civil disobedience, like covering up your tag while you're going through a toll, or covering your tags so you don't get a red light ticket, because those things are notorious for giving people tickets when they didn't even run a red light. And now they're charging him with basically intent to massively defraud an organization, a felony charge, because he covered up his tag. Yet we have people that are hundreds of thousands of kids that are being abducted on a yearly basis, that are being trafficked all over the world. We have Mexican cartels that are trafficking humans and meth and fentanyl and everything across the border. We have all these different things that are going on right now, and the best thing they could come up with on CBS Miami News is talking about, hey, Lyft driver covered up his tag to not pay tolls. So it just kind of rolls into what you're saying there, Dad, how we see this guy, this Pakistani, and if he did do this, yes, he absolutely need to be jailed. You can't be running around doing that to individuals, men or women. This is unacceptable, but going to jail for 10 years now because he allegedly, you know, groped this female on an airplane. And then we have individuals like Epstein, when he's basically above the law and he is in control with the upper elite, they basically completely skim on any and all charges and have no accountability for anything they do. But it goes to show you again that we really don't live in a free society anymore. The upper elite control it, and the peasants, which essentially is what we are, get the brunt of everything when we don't do exactly what they tell us to do, how they tell us to do it, when they tell us to do it. So it's kind of a perfect example of that, Dad, I guess.
Hang him from the bridge. That's my motto. That's what they did in the book in that movie, Rob Roy. The guy didn't do anything. And he said, you know I didn't do it. He goes, I don't believe you. Hang him from the bridge. And he goes, hang me from the bridge? Yeah, put a rope around him, hang him from the bridge. We're going to kill him right now. We're not going to get any trial. He had any rights, any citizen. So there's no telling how long the guy's going to go to jail for covering up his tag. Again, remember, the reason they do that, Austin, is there are a lot of people out there that hide their tags when they go through toll roads. They take them, put them in the back window, flip them down, put them up, all that kind of stuff. They basically get those little clear plastic covers where you can't take a picture of it. They do all, which are also illegal, by the way. And so they know that that's happening. And so what they're doing is they're making a hardcore, harsh example of this guy to try to make people put the fear of the government into everybody again. All right, here's the deal. He ran the toll. Give him a $100 fine, whatever it is. That's what it's supposed to be, $100 running through the toll. They can pay the $100. You know, give him 3 points on his license or whatever you want to do for reckless driving or whatever you want to do to him, four points, and walk away from it. Forget it. Don't charge him criminally for that. It's stupid. And there's no telling how long he'll go to jail or probation or what kind of fines he's going to get from this. And again, it's to scare people. It's like when they take Wesley Snipes and they throw him in prison for years because he didn't pay all his taxes. Or Martha Stewart, they throw her in prison because she didn't pay her taxes or got inside trader information. They always do that with a high-profile individual who's expendable. They say, well, that's why it's funny he was in that movie Expendables with Sylvester Stallone, because they really do look for people that are expendable. They used to be high profile because Wesley Snipes' movie career has been gone for 20 years. And then what they do, they basically find a way, because of the name recognition, to toss them under the bus. That's what they always do. Now, Angela Merkel is saying that Trump has almost destroyed the New World Order. That's poppycock. That's garbage. Now, let me explain to you why. This is what they did with the Kavanaugh hearings. Kavanaugh was one of the worst choices ever in the history of the Supreme Court. He just proved it last week when he voted in favor of Planned Parenthood. Again, he'll continue to do this. He's going to do what he's told to do. And rather than expose him for the Vince Foster cover-up and all the stuff that happened, they immediately, the Rothschild group, the communists, started attacking him as he was too conservative and he couldn't be Supreme Court justice, including having this woman saying, oh, by the way, you know, you touched me inappropriately 4 years ago. And you know, it's so funny, Hoffman, your brother came home this weekend, and he was in his graduate class, and he was taking a class in a law class in graduate school, and they forced him to watch the Kavanaugh hearings for a few minutes in class. And he said right there, your brother said in the middle of the class, the professor says, what do you think about this? And Harrison looked at the professor and says, here's what I'm going to do. In 40 years from now, if I don't like the presidential nominee or the Supreme Court nominee, I'm going to say they basically sexually assaulted me. And he said the liberals went nuts. They got so mad. And the guy goes, wow, that's the one way to look at it. He goes, no. He said, this is ridiculous. You wait 40 years to bring charges like this against a man? And they did it, Austin, with that giant fervor. Everybody covered it in the media. Why? Yep. Because they were covering Kavanaugh's butt. And they were telling the conservatives, oh, this guy's so conservative, you've got to bring him in, you've got to bring him in, you've got to protect him, you've got to stand up for him. I never supported the guy. I told you guys from the very beginning, I didn't like him. He was part of the deep state. He worked for the Clintons, and he was bad news. And I said, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're supposed to accept him. Here, Angela Merkel. Trump has almost destroyed the New World Order. Poppycock. Okay? German Chancellor Angela Merkel has admitted that the New World Order is under threat due to the rise of President Trump. That's a complete lie. And the trend of Trump supporting populist leaders winning elections around the world in the past year. The German leader slammed the rejection of open borders and globalism and poured scorn on the patriotic movement currently sweeping across Europe, Germany, Brazil, Australia, and other parts of the world. Frankly speaking, quote, I have the honor to represent and where I'm chancellor has difficulties, and polarization is something that we see in our country as well, which we haven't had for decades. So what she's saying is, hey, Donald Trump is doing all of these bad things. Let me put something to you this way, guys. Donald Trump's not doing anything. Donald Trump basically told the state of Florida governor to sign the most draconian gun legislation bill in the history of the state of Florida. Donald Trump has given us Kavanaugh. Donald Trump has given us all kinds of other people in his cabinet offices now, including Barr coming up. They're absolutely horrible. I wrote about and talked about all this last week. Donald Trump is not draining the swamp. Donald Trump has become the swamp. He has been dragged into the swamp, and he has capitulated to his New World Order leaders. Now, I don't like that any more than you guys that are listening to it, because I voted for the guy. And I'm going to say it one more time. In the event Hillary Clinton gets the nomination and Trump gets the nomination again, I will, so I don't have to look at Hillary Clinton in the White House, vote for Donald Trump, because she's worse than he is. At least he's not a witch, I don't think. I don't know what he is, warlock. I have no idea. I have no idea what he is now. All I know is this, is that we've got a real mess going on. In fact, Paul Craig Roberts did a really good article on this. He said it's called The Myth of Western Civilization, of Western Democracy. And he goes, how does the West get away with this pretense of being an alliance of great democracies in which government is the servant of the people? Nowhere in the West, except for maybe possibly Hungary, Poland, and Austria, does government serve the people. Why do Western governments serve? Who do the Western governments serve? Excuse me. Washington serves Israel, the military security complex, Wall Street, the big banks, and the fossil fuel corporations. The entirety of the rest of the West serves Washington. Nowhere in the West do the people count. The American working class, betrayed by the Democrats, who sent their jobs to Asia, elected, this is with Bill Clinton, elected Donald Trump, and the people were promptly dismissed by the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton as the Trump deplorables. The Democrats let the Republicans serve power, not the people. In Europe, we see the squashing of democracy everywhere. Prime Minister May has turned Brexit into subservience to the EU. She has betrayed the British people and has not yet been hung from a lamppost, which shows the acceptance of the British people and what a betrayal they have had. The Greeks voted for left-wing government that promised to protect them from the EU, IMF, and big banks, but promptly sold them out with austerity agreements that destroyed what remained of Greek sovereignty and Greek living standards, and Greek is now a third-world country. The French have been in the streets in revolt now for weeks against the French president, who serves everyone because he's a Rothschild, except the French people. There are currently massive protests in Brussels, Belgium, with half the government also resigning in protest against the government signing a pact that will replace the Belgian people with migrants from Africa. I'm going to repeat this. That will replace the Belgian people with migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. The corrupt and despicable governments who signed these pacts represent the foreigners and George Soros' money, which is the Rothschilds, and not their own citizens. Why are citizens so powerless that their governments can elevate the interests of foreigners far above the interests of citizens? There are a number of reasons. The main one is that people are disarmed over there, and they're propagandized to accept violence from the state against them, but not to deliver violence in return against the government's illegal use of force against citizens. Hence, the license plate reader guy, Austin. They're going to slam him for this, okay? They're going to drop him down a well and shut the lid on him, okay? In short, until the conquered peoples of Europe decide to stand against the police who serve the ruling elite and delight in inflicting brutality against those who pay taxes and pays their salaries, and they take the weapons from the police, and they get rid of the corrupt politicians who've sold them out, the peoples of Europe will remain a conquered and oppressed people. Now, this is a very strong article, guys. I've changed a couple words there because it was a little too strong for me to read on the air. But here's the thing. You know, Washington is a master of propaganda. Washington's propaganda has even infected the Russian government, which from all reports stupidly believes that accommodation to Washington is a secret that will make Russia successful. Guys, this is what's going on. So when Angela Merkel says Trump has destroyed the New World Order, it's complete and total nonsense. The borders are wide open in our country. We've had 100,000 come across the borders illegally in the last month. We're still having hundreds of thousands flood the borders of Europe every single month. They are doing everything they want to do to destroy the sovereign countries that currently exist in the world, to bring in their Cloward and Pivot strategy of turning everything upside down and destroying everything through social welfare systems to allow the entire societal collapse to occur, to then bring in their new world order under Lucifer with a giant communist state after they pierce their man of destiny, their basically their Antichrist, their son of perdition in the Holy of Holies in the third temple that we, the Christians in this country who didn't know what they were doing, paid for to build a temple. I mean, this is absolutely nonsense to me that this is going on all over the world, and Angela Merkel's now saying, oh, Trump's a bad guy because he's destroying the New World Order. No, no. In the beginning, I believe his goal was to stop a lot of this stuff. But remember, it's like Ann Coulter said the other day, all the president has to do now is come in and start signing additional executive orders against Trump's executive orders and nullify them. And Trump could have done the same thing with Barack Obama and all the horrible executive orders that he signed. He has not. He's not got rid of those executive orders. Same thing when John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110, Austin, and basically allowed the Treasury to start printing currency again without going through the debt of the Federal Reserve System. Lyndon Johnson, immediately upon taking office, rescinded that executive order with another executive order. See, this is the problem that we have right now. It's like Robert says, if we don't go in and literally say no more of this, no mas, it's not going to get any better, because this absolute power that we've given these Sabbateans and these Luciferians and these people that are a bunch of pedophiles and weirdos in Congress to basically cause us to have laws against us, but to exempt themselves from the same laws like their Social Security protocols and Obamacare, until we make these guys realize that they have to live under the same rules they put under on us, then yep. It's not going to be any better, because they're going to put us under the yoke of tyranny, because like it says, absolute power corrupts absolutely. It happens every single time until the people finally have enough and they revolt and they say no more. And until we get rid of the diabolical election machines and we have honest elections in this country again, we're not going to see these changes. What do you think, son?
No, you're exactly right. It's, things start to progress more and more and more. I saw an article here today basically that, you know, in Hawaii now, the Ninth Circuit Court is making sure that its ban on open carry firearms stays in place. That's been going on, big fight over there. Now they're trying to ban more firearms in that state. Colorado now, over in Boulder City, they've gone and banned all semi-automatic weapons now, basically banning high-capacity magazines. We're seeing state after state after state are being taken over by these hardcore leftists because they're doing everything they can to prevent the population. Because you got to remember, they pretty much already control, in most cases, the ability for you to travel freely on your way. As I mentioned yesterday, I was shocked when I saw that news article down here in Miami, Florida, where this guy's basically being charged felony charge now because of his tag cover. You know, if you don't renew your tag, you lose your license and they take your car. If you don't renew your driver's license, they basically take you to jail. If you don't basically have insurance that they mandate, they take you to jail. If you go over the speed limit far enough, they basically pull you over and take you to jail. So that ability to travel freely on our way is pretty much getting close to gone. Once the autonomous vehicles start coming in and they start restricting the ability for us to drive vehicles, which is going to be next, by the way, it may not be for another 10 or 20 years, but that's the next goal, is to bring in the automated vehicles and then to slowly phase out the driver vehicles. That way you won't have any control about what you're doing. There's also been rumors now, too, out in California, I talked about this before, and in all other states, but California is leading it, and doing RFID tracking chips in all license plates. So then what they can do is they can go in and monitor where you go, what you do, how fast you go, every toll you go through, because at that point it doesn't matter. It basically scans with the RFID, scans it every time you go through something, they charge you. If you speed and go over the speed limit, they charge you. Just like in the UK, it's already in the UK, they have speed cameras on every single corner of every road anywhere you can possibly think about over in the UK. I mean, Dad's talked about it before when the story went over there. You know, we went and took the car out, the rental car out. We rented a car over there. We were over there for the day. Rented a car out, turn it back in. We got like 6 tickets, all from red light cameras. Never got pulled over. Never got a citation. 6 cameras all over the place. One of us is doing a U-turn in the middle of the road, out in the middle of a field, like out far past the city. And it's like, oh, there's a photo of you doing a U-turn. I mean, where's this camera at? Is it hidden under a rock, underneath a tree? That's basically what they've done. And that's where they're heading now. And see, they understand. They've seen what's happened in so many civilizations when you have a tyrannical government come in and start becoming so oppressive, you know, because human beings adapt. We adapt very well. Good or bad, we adapt to a lot of things. A lot of things we probably shouldn't adapt to, we still adapt to them, and we learn how to survive. But at a certain point in time, as I mentioned to you guys, the quote from that one individual is a protester in France 2 weeks ago. He said, "We have nothing to lose." They basically tax us to death, literally, to the point where we're paying so many in much money in taxes that the amount of money that we make doesn't even matter. We can barely eat because everything we do pays in taxes or gets taxed on. And it reaches a point where you have nothing left. So there's nothing left for you to do but to revolt. And at that point in time, they have to be certain that you don't have the weaponry and firepower. I mean, they have the space-based weapons platforms and the active denial system. We've talked about those. There's all types of advanced weaponry that F-35 planes they have now. But at the end of the day, guerrilla warfare is incredibly difficult to overtake in any country you try to invade or take over, because it's a matter of attrition. At a certain point in time, you get tired of losing so many troops because you have to have people on the ground to monitor and control and cordon and search and do roadblocks. You have to have it at a certain point in time. That's why you can't win in Afghanistan. You can't. The Russians couldn't win in Afghanistan. We could sit over there for 20 or 30 years. It doesn't matter because they're not going to stop. When you invade somebody's country and you have enough small arms to pretty much defend that country and you have the tenacity to fight in that country, you're never going to take it over. It's not going to happen. They've seen it. They've tried it too many times. So that's why they do these stupid magazine bans, as we say, all this ridiculous. There's a reason why they're doing them. They don't want to have the ability of people being able to return any type of significant fire. And I talk about this all the time, and I'm getting more people now. They're emailing me and saying, man, we really understand what you're talking about now. We're finally starting to see it. You're breaking it down. We're doing our research. That's why I'm so adamant about it. I mean, New Jersey now, guess what, guys? It's a felony to possess anything over a 10-round magazine in New Jersey. You get pulled over, you go to prison for possessing a little plastic magazine because they deem it to be illegal. You put a cover over your tag and floor down, you're a Lyft driver, you get felony charges because they deem it to be illegal. Doesn't matter if you did anything with that magazine. Doesn't matter if you even own an AR-15. It doesn't matter if you've ever committed a crime at all. They say it's illegal and they say it's a felony and they are the final say in basically your life. That is what happens in a feudal system. Hang them from the bridge. And the problem is our court system has gotten so corrupt now that when you take it to court, a lot of times you can fight it. You're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars with an attorney. It's going to drag out for years and years on end. And you'll probably win at some point in time after you're financially drained and you're just sick of it. And you're like, okay, I'm finally done. It's over with. We got everything dropped now. But a lot of the general population doesn't necessarily have those funds. People that are peasants, and I mean that seriously as us, people that make, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, you can't afford a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 attorney because you got a felony charge for covering up your tag, or you got caught with a plastic magazine in the back seat of your truck that you forgot about that's been there for the last 5 years. Most people can't do that. So it's going to be something they're going to slowly whittle the population down. And once they have enough of the population disarmed and they have enough laws in place to literally make anything, including breathing, a felony, they're going to come in and start saying, okay, guys, now we're going to start doing basically automated traffic stops. Anytime you go out of the county, we're going to stop you. You guys remember, if you've seen the movie In Time, it was a movie that was done years ago about basically how everything was paid in time. Currency was time. Time was currency. And there were all these different districts, just like they had in the Hunger Games, being the poorest at the bottom, the richest at the top. And every single district that you went into, there's huge concrete stanchions, security guards, armed personnel, machine guns, and you basically had to pay a fee to get into the next, basically, district. And at that point in time, if you had something in your vehicle or you had some type of contraband or you didn't have enough money or you didn't have your papers, then you can't go to the next district. That's how they're going to start doing all this. That's the reason why they've started these grids all over the states as far as with the toll booths, with the internet, or the cameras on the interstates, all that stuff. That's the way it's going. And going back to what you were saying with political correctness now, that is even crazy over in Sweden now. Now they have told people they can't push photos up, they can't post things on media, and they can't say anything about Christmas celebration now. It now has to be referred to as winter celebration in Sweden because they do not want to offend any Muslims. They said now the one beloved traditions, as they're being wiped out, long-time customs are being altered. Now Christmas is being mandated as winter celebration. Christmas markets and celebration music festivals have been canceled, while Ramada and Lada rituals are imposed upon non-Muslim nations, and Christmas is now called winter celebration throughout all Sweden media and advertisement because they do not want to offend the Muslim population. And this, guys, is what happens when you continue to allow a tyrannical government to overtake anything and everything you do. You end up with this, where now they ban promoting Christmas celebration. It has to be a one winter celebration now, Dad. And it boggles my mind because, you know, you see this stuff and you hear about it, but it's becoming closer to home now. You know, we see all this stuff that's going on in Europe. Guys, we're right on the fence with being right beside them. The only thing that has maintained any type of significant rights for us is the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and they've done everything they can to circumvent that. I mean, everything they can. They're continually doing the best they can, but it's a roadblock, and it's a roadblock for a reason, because our founding fathers put it in place very specifically. As I told you guys before, the Bill of Rights was not a hodgepodge of rights they just started picking up. They're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and say, what rights do you think? Raise your hand. Which one should be this? Which one should be that? Let's let's go ahead and ask people around. They knew already from a tyrannical government what happens when you're restricted from these rights. They already knew what happens when you get hung from a bridge because you looked at the king wrong, or you said something that was disrespectful to basically one of the Roman centurions back in that day. Anytime, any point in time in history, whether you go back 100 years to 500 years to 2,000 years, this has been systemic through populations, with always having an upper echelon group maintaining full control of the population. The ability, the freedom of religion and free speech, and secondly, the ability to possess and bear arms for the defense of the country against any tyrannical government or outside or inside invading force. Those were the points of the first two Bill of Rights, and there's a reason why we have them, and we have to do everything we can to maintain them, keep them, and continually exercise them, Dad.
Excellent, awesome, really good rant. Let me share with you real quick. We have to, one thing we have to put back into this are the money changers. You've got to take back in, you've got to look at the Babylonian money magic, the Druids, all the stuff about how they did fractional reserve money even way back when. And every time you get that group of people, the money changers, the people that come in and take control of the currency supply, like even they did it in Rome, they start doing all kinds of fractional reserve stuff, or they start giving you illegal amounts of differences. They give you different weights and measures is what it is. And what ends up happening is they start undermining the currency, and then sooner or later, the places go into debt. Same thing happened to the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire had to continually conquer additional nations in order to, yep, to loot them, so to speak, to take their gold, take their stuff, so they could maintain their massive, massive war machine and infrastructure. And when they could no longer loot other countries, it started to crumble. And then the barbarians decided to come in and take over Rome because they could no longer defend their borders, because they could no longer pay the mercenary troops in order to work for them. So this is the kind of stuff that happens over and over, and it cycles and cycles and cycles. And what's happened here, the new Gutenberg press, which we also call the internet, has freed us from the shackles of going to the library. Now, a lot of you guys that are young aren't even know what I mean by this, and basically enacting your knowledge of the Dewey Decimal System and going to a card file, finding out what you want to find, going to a rack of books that's 20 feet tall with a ladder, and then basically having someone pull you down an article or a journal that you can find in a book, and then have to go to the copy machine or hand write or copy this article out on your notes like we had to do at Florida State back in the 70s. The new Gutenberg press has changed that. It's been a double-edged sword for the globalists, though, because what it's done, it's allowed us for the first time to have the same speed of access to information and cover-ups that they are doing to us at the same time, in real time. And so what it's done is frustrate them. That's why they've done more and more and more to censor us. Let me give you another example. Green Med Info, which is a good source of information on alternative health care, is being censored now by Pinterest. Let me read what they wrote. He goes, today's featured article and video is basically from Barbara Fisher, is highly relevant to our cause because Green Meadow is also experiencing censorship for reporting on research on the unintended adverse effects of vaccines and natural alternatives to conventional medical interventions. For example, 3 days ago, we were notified by Pinterest. Here's what Pinterest told these guys. Yep. They do what we do. They try to tell people the natural approaches without drugs. Hello, we removed your Pinterest account because it or you linked website violated our misinformation policy. In other words, you're lying. This policy includes things like promotion of false cures or terminal or chronic illnesses or anti-vaccination advice. While we understand that this topic is very personal, our policy doesn't allow pinners to have content, to save content from websites to promote advice where there may be an immediate or detrimental effect on the pinner's health or public safety.
Wow.
We rely on information from nationally and internationally recognized institutions, including the CDC and the World Health Organization, to help us determine if content violates these guidelines. We apologize for destroying your company and your business, someone says, but they did, for any confusion or frustration that this may have caused. Unbelievable, because you tell people there's an alternative to the vaccines. Now, all of a sudden, you're giving out information that's not lining up with the CDC. And so what ends up happening, they decide is to shut you down. I told you guys, they shut my YouTube account down back in January. They didn't give us a choice. They just shut it down. I think we had 200 or 300 videos up there. They took down all but one. And I have no idea why they didn't take the one down. And I just said, I'm done. I'm out. And so I just shut it all down. I said, I'm not going to play this game with you guys, because I'm not going to be that guy that continues to support this. I mean, I've got millions of YouTube views, millions, over 10 million. And here we get slammed like this. Why? We don't know, because they didn't really give us any specifics. It's absolutely crazy. Speaking of about another health thing, 26 people now in Havana, in the embassy there, have suffered health attacks health problems from weird noises and weird energy fields. Since 2016, at least 26 American diplomats, CIA agents in Cuba reported health attacks after they complained of weird noises and sensations. This is the energy field they put in. This is basically the 5G stuff they're using down there. This is basically scalar waves. Weird noise is a sensation that's caused dizziness, ear pain, and difficulty concentrating, and many claim concussion-like brain damage. Doctors examined some of these people affected by the noise and determined that the injuries are real, that they're not hysteria, and they've caused neurological damage and the problems with balance in the inner ear. Many suspect, here we go, a microwave weapon was used. Similar reports have come out in China. At least 11 Americans were evacuated over the summer. Guys, this technology that we tell you guys about is very, very, very real. And what we try to do is we try to let you guys know in advance of natural things that you can do to avoid this type of situation, like turning off your Wi-Fi at night. So if they try to put a signal through your Wi-Fi router, it won't work. How about that? Here's another article. The undeniable truth about statins, cholesterol-lowering drugs, are linked to memory loss and brain impairment. If you have high cholesterol, you're probably put on statins. The problem is these cholesterol-lowering drugs have serious side effects, including memory issues and other brain-related problems. And guys, this is what happens when you start taking statin drugs. People who take statins on a regular basis are more likely to experience learning disabilities, memory loss, and depression. Why? Because of what it does to the brain. Myth. Cholesterol isn't even the major culprit of heart disease. It's inflammation, by the way. It's stress, trans fats, inflammation, free radicals, especially hydrogenated oils, trans fats. You got to make sure you don't put any of those into your body at all. More than 20% of Americans between the age of 40 and 75 are currently taking statin drugs. That's insanely high. That's probably close to 50, 60, 70 million people. And the U.S. CDC readily admits that the prevalence is on the rise. Okay. Well, it's also on the rise in this country. How about Alzheimer's? How about dementia? How about specifically Alzheimer's, now the sixth leading cause of death in our country? Are you kidding me? A lot of people who are older, who've been put on statin drugs, and their brain goes to mush, and they get diagnosed with senile dementia. In many cases, you put them on the MCT oil, you know, like 2 tablespoons a day. You put them on 2,000 IUs of vitamin E a day. You get them off the statin drugs. And you get them on whole eggs. I'm talking real eggs that you crack that are organic, 6 eggs a day. It's amazing what will happen to their mental condition and their conditions they've been diagnosed with within 2 to 3 weeks by simply following that protocol. Now, for those of you who didn't write that down, that's vitamin E, the MCT oil, coconut MCT oil we have on the website, and 6 eggs a day. But remember, if you're giving them these statin drugs, it's not going to help. Remember, your brain's primarily fat and a lot of cholesterol in your brain. You start destroying the ability of the body to produce cholesterol and maintain brain function, it ain't going to last very long, and you're going to have all kinds of mental issues if you do not get off the statins, including skeletal muscle necrosis, kidney failure, liver cancer, regular cancer, liver failure, and basically kidney failure. All of these things are directly and linked directly to statin drugs. So guys, just be really, really careful if you're going to do this. It's so easy to correct your cholesterol, and quite frankly, to me, I don't believe if it's over 250, you should even worry about it. I mean, under 250. If it's 300, 400, 500, yeah, it's easy to bring it on down. But guys, it is a primary precursor. Cholesterol is the production of testosterone. And you think through this for a second. If they can get everybody on statin drugs, especially the guys over 40, they're going to drop their cholesterol down, and they're going to drop their testosterone down. And they're going to take them out of the fight because they're going to turn into girly men. I hate to say it like that, but that's the way it is. They're not going to have the energy or the ability or the want to go in and do anything because look what they're doing. Now they're telling us in the UK that boys can have menstrual cycles too and that children need to be taught in the latest victory for transgender campaigners. Now, why are they saying that boys can have periods? Because the boy's not a boy. The boy's a girl. And now they're saying because the boy's a girl, but he's not really a girl, he's a boy, that he could have a menstrual cycle every month because he's a boy. These people are the most twisted group of people I've ever seen in my entire life. Trans boys and men and non-binary people may have periods. That is, that menstruation is inclusive of all genders. What the heck? Are you kidding me? Here's a little kid, 12 years old, sitting around. I wonder when I'm going to start my period. Are you joking, little boy? Unbelievable. And this is the kind of trash they're teaching these kids in the schools in England and soon to arrive here. Why? Because these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, and the word says this to us, that they're going to turn everything upside down in the latter days. What's good is going to be bad. What's going to be bad is going to be good. And they're going to invert everything. This is what they've done to us with art. They've taken beautiful Rembrandt paintings and all this beautiful stuff, and they start bringing us Picasso and weird stuff. And then they start drawing three lines on a sheet of paper and say, oh, that's art. That's worth $1 million because so-and-so sketched three lines on this paper. Hogwash. It's poppycock. It's garbage. It's garbage what it is. This is the same thing they did in Germany. And this is one of the strongest things that Hitler came out and said, you're not going to bring this modern art into Germany and all of this crap that you call real art and tell our people that it's supposed to be good to try to reprogram their brains. Now, I'm not a fan of Hitler. You guys know that because of the concentration camps and all the other stuff that went on. But he wasn't always that nutbag that in 1939 and 1940 did all the crazy stuff. He really, really tried to burn the pornography, which, by the way, most of the books they burned were pornographic books, because Germany had become so decadent through the 20s. It had gotten just completely, totally perverse, especially Berlin, and he wanted to clean up that doggone perversity and reestablish the nuclear family and get rid of all of this filth that was being promoted to the German population. Guys, if we don't have someone coming to the United States, a real Donald Trump, like Donald was in the beginning, a real person that's willing to say, hey, look, this stuff's got to stop. Remember when George Bush told us right before 9/11 that he was going to get rid of pornography? He was going after the pornography industry and going to spend the money he needed to get the pornography off the internet so we wouldn't corrupt the hearts and the minds of the women and the children and everybody else in the United States. And as soon as 9/11 happened, you never heard another thing about the pornography industry. What about Donald Trump and his vaccine committee that he started? How he's going to have a huge vaccine committee and basically get, you know, really look into vaccines, and that basically was going to put Kennedy on the main, as the head guy of the committee. All of that completely got squashed and shut down. All of it. Why? Well, I don't know, because guess why? The same guys who are running the vaccine companies and the petrochemical industries are the same guys that are running the banks, are the same guys that are bribing and blackmailing our country and our legislators, and this is why we never see any change, because we need somebody who's going to really come in. But here's what I do like about Trump, Austin. This is really important. He's given us a group of people now that have coalesced. We've come together and say, okay, we were Trump's supporters. We still are, as long as we have him in the White House, because we're going to support the president. But we need a person now who's going to just carry through with what Trump did. But guys, listen to me, please. Until we can lobby our state legislators and get rid of the Diebold electronic voting machines, we're never going to have a real person in there, because they're simply going to do like they did down in Broward County. Oh, we found another 1,000 votes. Oh, we found another 10,000 votes. Oh, we found another 20,000 votes. Oh, we found another 30,000 votes. They'll do whatever they have to prevent a real person, a real patriot, from getting into the White House. And if we get a new one in there this time, I hope we get Rand Paul. Ron Paul's too old, though I do like Ron Paul a lot better than I do Rand Paul, by the way. I would mention that real quick. At least we'll have somebody in there who's willing to stand for the Constitution and not want to go ahead and just start giving huge amounts of money away to other countries around the world, in spite of the fact that we're having to borrow the money to give. But all right, go ahead, Austin. What's your next story?
No, you're exactly right on that. And speaking of that in the UK, because this is something that is becoming more and more trendy now. And this is, you know, the comment that I made a couple weeks ago, where the United Nations and the whole idea of what's trying to be done is to erase gender intentionally. It's being done intentionally. This isn't just a gay LGBT, whatever the heck they want to call it with their 50 different letters now, acronym, trying to do something to, you know, make people feel more inclusive. This is a specific thing they are doing intentionally to try to completely and totally eliminate either gender, because they want all the males to be so soft, let's put it that way. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to revolt in France. They don't want to do anything. They want to pretend they're girls and pretend they're boys and bounce back and forth. I saw this article this morning here. The school in Bridington, Dorothy Stringer School in Bridington, which is a very, very popular school, is actually voted the second coolest school in UK or whatever, has now had 40 children now in the current school system who do not identify with their sex at birth, and another 36 who say they're gender fluid. 76 total kids in this school now basically are completely and totally lost their mind and don't know what gender they are when it's either one of two options. And the gender fluid thing now has gotten so weird because then it's now it's like, well, you can just be whatever you want. One day I want to be a walrus. One day I want to be a unicorn. One day I want to be a girl. One day I want to be a boy. One day I want to be a it. One day I don't want to be anything. I just want to be, you know, floating around pixie dust and I don't exist. It's so stupid. And so what they've done is they've slowly indoctrinated these kids, and then the teachers have capitulated to it. It's like we talked about up north with that Christian teacher in middle school who got fired because he refused to call a girl that wanted to be a boy, refused to call her by a pronoun he. He said no. He goes, I'll call her by her new name because you can legally change your name and I can't say anything about that. However, I'm not going to call her him because she is not a him. She is a she. I'm not going to do it. And they fired him for it. So what they're doing is they're doing these sanctions intentionally and they're making sure they go national. So people see what happens with them, and they're doing everything they can to completely and totally ruin critical thinking, to ruin Christian beliefs and Christian thinking, to ruin any type of biological concepts and throw them out the window and say, hey, doesn't matter, you can be whatever you want to be. And they're also, too, and I've called this out, and we've slowly seen little things here and there, it'll be coming forth in the next probably couple years now, to bring in the normalization of pedophilia because of this whole gender identity thing. As we've seen numerous times now, I've brought the articles up, people that have gone arrested, they've gone to court, they've gone to insane asylums, they basically say, listen, I'm not a 40-year-old man. I know it says on my birth certificate, I'm not a 40-year-old man. I am a 10-year-old boy. So there's nothing wrong with me molesting or touching or grabbing a 9-year-old girl because that's what 10-year-old boys do. So you can't hold me accountable for my actions because I'm a 10-year-old boy. That's the next thing they've been doing, and they've been doing it regularly now. They just haven't fully normalized it yet with the media because people would still have a conniption fit because a lot of the population in the United States is still awake. That is coming next, though. That is one of the whole reasons, in my opinion, that they've been doing this. First, they want to completely eliminate masculinity, the aspect, the idea, the standard of masculinity, of a man being a man. And the next part is to normalize and bring in this unbelievably sick, sadistic pedophilia lifestyle that a lot of these upper elite are involved in, as we referred to earlier with Jeffrey Epstein and how this guy did 13 months in jail and didn't even do anything in jail, was in like a lush resort park that he basically had to come back to occasionally. It could fly around all over the world whenever he wanted to, pretty much freely on his way, as long as he checked back in with his resort every month or so. And then after 13 months, no probation, nothing, was completely let off the hook. Seeing stuff like that goes to show you that these guys obviously wanted to protect him because of how much he's taken care of them with all the weird stuff they did down on that island. And it still boggles my mind to this day that that man is still sucking air. The fact that somebody hasn't had enough of him. I'm not promoting anything, but I'm saying he must have a significant amount of security because all the people that he has hurt, all those children that he has ruined, and all the things he has done, the fact that he's still running around freely like this boggles my mind. But again, it shows you what happens when the upper elite get control of things. Also, too, in Argentina now, we were just talking about vaccines earlier. I wanted to bring this up as this is starting to become more prevalent across the globe. Argentina now has now passed new laws to create mandatory vaccinations, even to get your passport, ID, driver's license, school, and more. In order to renew your DNI, your passport, your registration, a complete vaccination card must now be presented in Argentina. The Senate approved on Wednesday a law that establishes and stipulates that the complete vaccination card will be required at all times for any processing, including DNI, passport, driving records, school curriculums, and many others. So far, the mandatory vaccination only applies to children under 18, and the new project, however, will be made extensive also to adults in the near future. According to the text itself, it will be the executive through the Ministry of Health of the nation, which must regulate in terms of 120 days the fine print of the specific application. They said until now, proof of vaccination was just a requirement to enroll in schools. But now Article 9 of the new law states that the certificate of compliance with the national vaccine calendar will be required also at all times of processing any identification, driver's license, passport, or school enrollment. Basically meaning your child is not going to be able to do anything at all unless they have a full up-to-date vaccination schedule that is current with what Argentina demands you have. This is coming to the United States very soon, especially in states like California that have already mandated a lot of things similar to that. This is the next step because they want the population fully inoculated. They understand how toxic it is, and there's still something, and I've talked about this so many times, there's still something so creepy to me. The fact that they still consistently use aborted child fetal cell tissues in vaccinations, and they've already come out. Now, there's an article. I don't have it on my desk right now. I meant to talk about it last week, and I missed it. I'll find it, you guys, for tomorrow. A prestigious researcher came out and said it's absolutely ridiculous they still use aborted child fetal cell tissues in vaccinations because there are so many other safer and more cost-effective adjuvants you could use in that process besides paying millions of dollars for aborted fetal cell tissue. But again, going back to what I said, I find it so creepy, so nefarious, so just Luciferian, essentially, at the base of it, that we're inoculating our children, well, I'm not personally, but a lot of people are, with vaccinations that have aborted cells from babies that were aborted in those vaccinations. If anybody else doesn't find that at least a tiny bit creepy and ominous, I don't know what else to tell you, because I don't want anybody's cells injected into me, much less the innocent baby that was aborted, its cells from its kidneys and other parts of its body injected into me. I just find that to be so disturbing, Dad, to be honest with you.
Well, remember these Luciferian ceremonies, they eat these children.
Yeah.
That's one of the big markets for these aborted fetuses, you know, and also when they kind of want to talk about stuff like this. They actually hire women to have children that they can do that with. And it's just, they're sick. It's all part of that Luciferian agenda. And it's just to basically contaminate our DNA pools, what it is. That's all they want to do. By the way, number one read most study in 2008 in the Medical Journal of Pediatrics now is saying a high fat diet can actually help type 1 diabetes. Now they're not talking about hydrogenated oils and that kind of stuff. They're talking about a really clean ketogenic diet without using any trans fats. And it says it can actually ease the burden of insulin injections. I learned this back in the 80s. I've known this. Remember what I told you guys years ago? I couldn't figure out a way when we had the clinic how to get a person completely off of insulin, but we could greatly reduce the dosing of insulin you'd have to take. And it's by basically using a, you know, low, high glycemic carbohydrate diet and moderate protein to ease the burden of insulin injections and improve the day-to-day life of type 1 diabetics, potentially leading to remission. Now, what works really well is the Hagman blood sugar protocol with people that have been diagnosed with adult onset type 2 diabetes or have elevated blood sugars. And, of course, you can also use 1 ounce of lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, to 9 ounces of water. You sweeten it with stevia, and that works very, very well, too. But, guys, type 1 diabetes you can work with. Now, another study that was done showed there may be some rebuilding of the islets of Langerhans, which is what the primary cause of as far as the type 1 diabetes they collapse is using black seed oil. Now, I'm not making that claim. I'm just telling you one study that said that. So, guys, there's a lot of natural things that we can do from a health standpoint to ease the body's burden with high sugar foods. I learned as a bodybuilder back in college that if you really want to stay cut up and keep your body fat down, keep your blood sugar down, and stay have really good blood chemistry, you got to be on basically a low glycemic index. So that doesn't mean you can never eat something like a piece of bread or rice or whatever, but you have to eat that kind of stuff in moderation. If you stay with vegetables and really, you know, whole fruits instead of fruit juice and eat the fruit in moderation, it's amazing what you can do, especially if you're using lean meats with it, how you can maintain healthy blood sugar, especially with our healthy blood sugar protocol. But the reality is this, it's all contingent on the diet. If you think you're going to suck down, you know, 30 or 40 ounces of high fructose corn syrup soda every day and be okay, it doesn't work. You can't do that, especially with what it does to the liver. So eat really clean. Share his latest book, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. I know a lot of you already have it. We've given it away to a lot of you guys as gifts for Christmas, a lot of other presents we've sent out. But, guys, the Eat Clean and Be Healthy book is a phenomenal gift to give people for Christmas who have a problem with their diets, because the recipes are pretty low glycemic. They're pretty ketogenic, some of them. They're really, really good. They taste great. I mean, you could do the same thing now. Let me just give you an example. Eating grilled chicken or rotisserie chicken, organic, with vegetables, eat every meal. In other words, have like mixed vegetables or cabbage and grilled chicken every meal, and you'll be amazed at how much body fat you're going to burn immediately. I mean, I'm talking doing not even exercise, just doing nothing else, because of what it does as far as the glycemic load on the body. You start burning fat like crazy when you do that, especially when you eat like six of those meals a day. You know, like, so if you want to weigh 180 pounds and you're a guy, multiply that by 10. That's 1,800 calories a day. Divide that by six. So you eat six 300-calorie meals of chicken and vegetables every day, and you will melt body fat like you put your doggone body fat in a microwave. It'll come off so fast, and you'll really get cut up. Especially if you exercise, do cardio, take the CLA and take the coconut oil, the MCT coconut oil with it, then it's amazing what it does. But reality is that's very boring. Most people can't follow that kind of super strict protocol all the time because it's just difficult. It's like being on a vegetable chicken fast the rest of your life. So it's better to get a book like Sharon wrote and learn how to prepare recipes so your family's not going to rebel on you, and learn really healthy. I've got a woman that I know, and she had a young girl, and she was feeding the young girl goat's milk, and she started pumping sugar in the goat's milk so the kid would drink it. And the kid started craving the sugar more and more and more, wanted more and more and more of the milk. Now that child is 16 years old and she weighs 350 pounds. I mean, it's sad. The mother did that to that child by developing all of those fat cells. And the mother's very obese too. And so, you know, I guess the old ad is a little sugar helps the medicine go down. Well, you don't dump sugar into milk and an infant and not expect to create a huge amount of insulin burden on the body with huge amounts of storage of all that extra glucose and carbohydrate, which causes all these cells to develop in a young child, makes that child very obese, massively increases the probability they're going to be obese for the rest of their lives. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I had the opportunity to pray for you again this morning. I hope and pray you had a great weekend, and I just appreciate you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us, and your B vitamins, and your C, and your D, and your E, and all the other stuff that I take and I tell you guys about all the time, and your black seed oil. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate you. And thanks again for all the emails that you send me. You guys are just amazing. And for those of you on my email list that get my private emails, I want to thank you again for all the emails that you send to me all the time on all these different news stories that I can vet and then use on the show. I appreciate you. I love you. Often I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Guys, do be sure to check out the website if you need anything at all, healthmasters.com, and feel free to sign up, and please sign up for the weekly newsletter. We send out different newsletters. We send out the radio show every day as well, so you can forward that link to people. The more you forward it out to people, the more people wake up, and that's really what our overall goal is. And also, too, right now we're running our 12 Days of Christmas. Something we had an idea over here at Health Masters on, to kind of give everybody something fun every single day. It's a different product, usually a pretty big discount on it. And so we send that out via email every single day. So currently that just changes, and the coupon code is 12 days. I think currently right now it's the Magnesium Body Balm, which will be on sale till tomorrow morning. So be sure to check that out on all the other products we have on there, including the Total Rest, which is a very popular product that Dad loves, and the Sleep Like a Baby Kit, which is the Total Rest formula we have. The Magnesium Brain Food and the Melatonin, which is 15% off right now as well. And the product of the week, which is the chelation therapy, helps to detox the body and pull heavy metals out of it. And be sure to check that out and vote for any of the other products you want to see win product of the week. We love you guys. We appreciate you. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.